Blog Talk Radio.
God turned it. The devil taught I would have given up. He taught my life was over. But that's when someone greater came into my situation. And then he just turned it around for my good. I love that testimony. There is always that turn around blessing for God's people. Greetings in no other name I know but the mighty name of Jesus Christ the King. My name is Pastor Pauline, and I'm senior pastor of this awesome church called God's Helping Hands Outreach Ministry. And I greet you in no other name but the mighty name of Jesus Christ the King. Amen. Today is Sunday. It's the Sunday that God have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad therein. We are grateful that we are in the land of the living. We are grateful that God is still God. We are thankful that He is still sovereign. He is still holy. He is still righteous. He is still majestic. He is still awesome in His doing. He is still perfect in all His ways. He is Jesus, the Son of God. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Holy One of Israel. He's the great I am the way. He's the lily of the valley. He's still the bright and morning star, and he's still Abba, Father. And we give him glory and worship for who he is. A few announcements before we get into the body of our text today. Tomorrow is our fast day, so I'm going to ask every one of you to fast. Turn your plates down. It is important that we fast as a church. It is important that we fast. It's a mandate that God left for us. And so in our fast times tomorrow, we want to pray for one another. One of my uncles went on to be with the Lord, so I'm asking you to pray for my family as we grieve the loss of my Uncle Carl. I'm also asking you, I have to go to the doctors tomorrow. I went to do a mammogram, which came out perfectly, bless the Lord, oh my soul. But what the doctor is telling me is that all my lymph nodes are swollen, so something else is happening in my body. And so the devil is a liar. My God is a healer. So whatever it is that the devil is trying to do, we know that it's already done because God already turned it. And so I give God praise in advance for divine healing. Amen? Amen and amen and amen. Also, I would like you to pray for Sister Katrina. She wasn't feeling well this week. I think Sister Kathy had some prayer requests as well. And for all those who have family and loved ones who are grieving, who are suffering, who are asking God for His perfect will concerning them, those who want things to turn around in their lives, And let's pray for one another that God will show up, but not only show up, but show out as a mighty deliverer. Amen? Amen. We are a church. It's a virtual church, but we are still church. And we believe in reverencing God's presence and God's holy word. So if you have your Bible, please turn your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 10. I'm going to ask you to stand if you have legs at work, whether you'll be in your home, wherever you are, if you can privately stand to your feet as a form of respect and credence to God. I'm going to ask you to do that. If you're driving and you can safely pull aside, I'm going to ask you to pull aside safely to the shoulder of the street, if you can do that safely. As we read God's holy word together, 2 Samuel chapter 10, and I'm going to be reading one verse, which is verse 12. If you just joined us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are taking the scripture reading from 2 Samuel chapter 10, and I'll be reading in your hearing verse 12 of 2 Samuel. If you have gum, take it out. If you're watching TV, turn off your TV. If you're listening to music, turn it off. It's time for church, amen? 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 12, here beginneth the reading of God's most holy word. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. See, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. Here ended the reading of God's most holy word. You may be seated. And if I'm to give my sermon a title today, it will simply be called, Be of Good Courage, Let God's Will Be Done in Your Life. Let God's will be done in your life. And that's all we ask God for. We want God's perfect will to be done in our lives. Amen. And so a brief background, this is where you can take your notes, this is where you can get some history, this is a good place for you to take notes. I like taking notes, I like a place where I can find out what's going on and what's the nature of the text and so on. And this is a good place for those who like to take notes, this is a good place for you to take notes. We are in the book of 2 Samuel. I read in your hearing 2 Samuel chapter 10, the 12th verse. And 1 and 2 Samuel were originally one book in the early Hebrew manuscript. It was later divided into two separate books, which is 1 and 2 Samuel, by the translators of the Greek version. So it was originally one big old book, and they divided it in two. And now we have 1 and 2 Samuel. Although the book bears the name of the prophet Samuel in both 1 and 2 Samuel, Samuel the prophet and the judge could not have written the entire two books, since his death was recorded in the 25th chapter of 1 Samuel. And so some Bible scholars believe that the remaining chapters were written by different authors, one or more authors. None of these authors were identified, so we don't know as to who wrote the rest of the book, if it's one or two, or who wrote it. If it's important to you, when you get to heaven, you can ask Jesus, amen? But as to who wrote the rest, it's a mystery. What we do know, however, is that Samuel wrote the first 24 chapters of 1 Samuel. And we understand that these books are important books, and it chronicles the journey and the life of the children of Israel and also the life of David. And so here now, we are now in the 10th chapter of 2 Samuel. And the anonymous writer tells a very interesting story of how a good deed, an act of kindness, can go completely wrong. And I want you to know that in life, life is full of uncertainties. We set off in our minds that things should and must run a certain way. We set up in our minds that our lives should be full of surprises and happy endings. But that's not life. Life, ladies and gentlemen, is full of contradictions. Life is full of ups, high points, high notes, but it's also full of downs, disappointments, sicknesses, diseases, heartaches, and pain. And so if you want one without the other, you might as well ask God to take you home. Because whenever and as long as you live this life on this earth, you will have these contradictions. These unsettling moments, great highs, great lows. And so here it is now. The writer now is writing, and I find this story very interesting. Why? Because it parallels my life, and I believe it parallels a lot of yours and my lives. I believe that we can identify with this madness. I love the Bible. It's one of my favorite. In fact, it's the only book that I sit and read and enjoy and I laugh. It is full of thrill and drama, but it is such a relatable book because when you listen to this story, ladies and gentlemen, you and I can not only identify, but you can say, my God, David went through this as well. And so here now, as we come through the 10th chapter of 2 Samuel, the writer writes about a story and an incident that David, the great king, encountered. And as you follow the storyline, ladies and gentlemen, you and I would realize that we have experienced the exact same thing. And I know it's not grammatically correct to say exact same, but mind me and allow me to be me, the exact same incident you and I have one or more times found ourselves in. And many of you have asked God, how did I get here? In fact, I'm still asking God, how did I get here? And so let's see what happened in the life of this great king called David. David finds himself in a predicament. Have you ever found yourself in a predicament that you had no idea? You didn't prepare for it. You didn't want it. Even if they sold you it for, and they said, I'll give you $50 million, you would say, no, thank you. I don't want it. Please keep your blessing. Please keep your curse. I want no part of it. And at the end of the day, somehow, although you said no, although your plans were never to get in this place, you find yourself right here. The Bible says that David, out of an act, simple act of kindness, out of a simple act of common courtesy, my God, out of a simple act of being a good Christian, a godly man, it is the right thing to do. Wanting to do what is right in the sight of God, displaying how great of a man and a king and a holy man he was, finds himself in a whole heap of trouble. In fact, the very act that was meant to be a blessing turned out to be one of his worst nightmares. Have you ever found yourself trying to do good, ladies and gentlemen, and ended up with a whole mess on your hands? Well, amazingly, David found himself in the same spot, so you're not alone. And I've come to realize in this life that we live in, there are some great equalizers that does not discriminate. I found that whether I'm tall, short, fat, thin, in between, white, Asian, black, Latino, whatever I am, there are some great equalizers that cannot and will never discriminate. One of them is debt. No man on this earth will ever escape debt. Debt we will face one day. Another one I have come to realize is trouble. Trouble does not discriminate whether you're rich, whether you're poor, tall, short, or in between. Trouble will come to you. And here we see that David, the great king, finds himself with two great equalizers, trying to do good, but ends up in trouble. The world has a saying that misery likes company. And that's very true. People who see you doing well tend to envy you because their life is always in trouble and they wait around to see you fall. But the great apostle Peter said it best in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. He said, it's not only you that are going through. Join the line. And he said this to his people. He said this to the church. Stand firm against the devil and be strong in your faith. And I came to tell somebody today, stand firm against the devil in praying and fasting and be strong in your faith. Remember that your other Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering like you are going through right now. It's not only you. Say, it's not only you. I'm going through as well. So be strong. It is important that you and I be strong and we encourage each other as we go through. I'm going through. You are going through. The sister in New York is going through, but the sister in California is going through. The sister in Japan is going through. And we need to stand in the gap for one another because the devil is not playing, and we are not, and we should not be playing with him also. Do not be fooled by a smile on someone's face. Do not be fooled, ladies and gentlemen, by laughter. Because you never know what's going on in the hearts and minds of God's people. We are going through, but we will overcome because of the blood of Jesus. Amen? And so here it is now in the 10th chapter. The writer now chronicles about the heart of a good, godly man called King David. And the Bible says that one of David's good friends, King Nahash of the Amorites, had died. He had passed away. As I said, my uncle passed away, and I'm asking that you keep my family in prayer. And so one of his good friends passed away, and here he encounters one of the great equalizers, sickness, death, and trouble. We can't run away from that. And King Nahash was a long-time friend of David, a good friend of David. And it is believed that they became friends because King Nahash was an enemy of Saul. So while David was a fugitive running for his life, the Bible said that King Nahash of the Amorites always looked out for David. He never told Saul where David was, and he didn't like Saul, and he kept David safe. And here it is, David now gets word that the king has died, and that his son Hanun was now king of the Amorites. Now, uniquely now, King Hanun has a very peculiar name. The son's name is very unique in that it means gracious and polite. Because the dad, incidentally, was a gracious and polite man. But the son, ladies and gentlemen, although his name meant gracious and polite, he was far from that. And so the Bible says that David, unbeknownst to David, he had never met the king's son, but he knew the father. And don't you ever believe you know people from way back in the day and hold on to that. You never know someone until you really get to know them. You really don't know someone until you encounter them face to face. You start interacting with them and you're like, ah, I don't like this, I don't like this quality in this person. Ah, I knew this person back in the day, but this person has changed so drastically. And so you never know someone until you start interacting. And so the Bible says, as an act of politeness, when someone dies, it is polite, it's respectful, it is mannerly to go over and pay respects. It is polite that you send a card. It is polite and wise that you even send a bouquet, or you show, or you go over with a cake or something to show your sympathy. And the Bible said that David was a very polite, godly man. The Bible said David sent some of his loyal, faithful chief of staff to go over to the family to pay respect. And the Bible said that David chose his top men. He didn't send any and anybody. His head of staff, chief of staff, head of military. And he said, go over, that man was a good man to me. Go over so that I can pay my respect and express my sympathy and tell him how great of a man his father was. But the Bible said that when David men arrive in the land of Amron, the king, the new king, the son's chief advisor, said to the king, do you really think that these men came here to honor your father in debt? No. David has sent them to spy out our city so that he can come and conquer it. And the Bible said that the son became nervous and angry. And the Bible said that the son, the new king, Hanun, seized all of David's top men and shaved off one side of their head and shaved off their beards. In other words, they shaved off half the head and they left the other side clean, and one side had hair, one side had clean, and they did the same with the beard. To add insult to injury, they also cut holes in these men's robes, exposing their buttocks or behind, and exposing their private parts. Now, you can't say, Pastor Paulie, make this thing up. This is Bible now. 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 4. Now, these are David's loyal men. These are men of renown. You would take these men and make them a laughing stock, cut holes, put two holes in their butt, and have their cheek, the butt cheek showing. I mean, come on now. I mean, only the Bible. I'm telling you, you read these things and you're like, okay, God, this got to be a joke now. This can't be Bible, but it's Bible. Read it. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Read all the entire chapter. This is in verse 4 now. So they cut holes in their buttocks, expose their behinds, and they cut the private part. They shave off half their head. In other words, they made them a laughing stock. And they send them back to David. Now, there's a number of things wrong with this picture here. And many times, ladies and gentlemen, we go out to do good. Our intent is to do good. The intent here was to pay respect. That's all. My intent was simply to pay respect. Your daddy was a good friend of mine. Your daddy was a great man, an honorable man. And I'm thinking now that you who came from his loins will be also honorable. So I send my best to pay respect, only to find out that your name and your character doesn't line up. And many people that you meet in this life, ladies and gentlemen, their name and their character will never line up. Many people that you meet in this lifetime will disappoint you. Many people that you will align yourself with, thinking that they are of good character, that they are honest and reliable, you'll find that they are not what you perceive them to be. And this young king is by no means gracious. And this young king is by no means polite. He is a rascal and a no good. And now he has insulted the king of Israel and his men, his top men. He has sent them back as fools. Now, the moral of this whole thing, there are two sides of insults to what they did. There's a natural side. Ain't nobody want to be walking around with their buck cheeks. I mean, could you imagine the chief of staff for the president with his ding-a-ling running and his butt outside, half his head shaved off? It's like one of the sorority jokes now. You haze the guys. You shave half their beard, half their head. These are honorable men. That's a natural sign. You have made leaders laughing stock. And it is the idea of the devil to make you a laughing stock, to scandalize and to make your name small when God says you're great. His assignment on your life is to embarrass you. He's using these men to embarrass the men of God. Take their God-given authority and prestige and bring it down to just a joke. And so look out for the people in your life that take your life to be a joke. The devil is using them. And so here it is now, an act of kindness. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Well, let me preach this thing. Come on, Pastor Pauline, preach. Preach, Pastor P, preach. One act of kindness, one act of good gesture has now turned into a catastrophe. Who am I speaking to? I sent my men to say hello. I sent my men to say God bless you. And I wanted to hold your hand and tell you that your daddy was a great man. And here it is now. I have my top men, my men of valor, mighty men of valor, now brought down to an open shame because you are a rascal. You are not gracious. So naturally, you have embarrassed my men publicly. But spiritually, you have now violated my religion and my God. For according to Leviticus 19:27, my people are not to shave their heads or their beard unless it's time for mourning. If someone dies in your family, according to Levitical law, you can shave your head and your beard as an act of mourning. If God passes judgment on the nation, you put on sackcloth and ashes and you shave your head and you shave your beard as a sign of solace and remorse. But other than that, you leave your beard and your hair. That's why the Hasidics have long beards. And the Bible said now, this act was done to violate them naturally, but also to violate them spiritually. And some of you guys are being attacked spiritually and naturally. The enemy is rubbing it in your face. I got you. And the Bible says now, these men now are violated spiritually, and they're violated naturally. Their beards are forced, and it was cut to insult them. When you shave someone's beard and you shave their head, it is an act of submission in war. In other words, they were sending a message to David, you are to submit, it is wartime. Exposing their private parts was a practice inflicted on prisoners of war, according to Isaiah 24. So now, the king has sent word to King David, you are now under subjection, and you are now a prisoner of war. Your men will tell you what I mean. David has now found himself in a pickle. When he woke up that morning and heard the news of a friend's death, his only and sole intent was to pay respect. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in this life, your kindness, when you woke up the morning thinking that your day would be an average day, your intent was meant for good. But the devil will turn a kind act, a peaceful gesture, turn things around for the worse. And the Bible says now, David now is now in shock. He is now looking at this whole thing. What happened? Where did I go wrong? When he saw his men and the condition of his men, he told them to stay in a certain city until your hair and your beard grow back, because this is going to be a shame, not only to your family, but to the nation. You are my leaders. Because the enemy uses your leaders to bring you to an open shame. And so the Bible says now David now is angry. And all this time, while the shaving is going on, who am I speaking to? While the exposure, the worst thing is to be exposed is your private areas. When you dream about you being naked, it's an open shame. It means that the devil is about to bring you to an open shame. When you expose someone, private parts, their behinds and their fronts, it means that the devil has brought you to an open shame. And the Bible says now that now David is angry. But all this time where all this shame and what was meant for good turned around for the worse, all that time God is in heaven looking on. He's not caught unaware. He's not shocked. He's just looking on and he's observing. He knew that this was going to happen. He knew that David would pay his condolences and this would happen. And all this time, God was behind the scene watching. It was part of God's plan. God has a plan. Say, God has a plan even when my good turns into bad. Amen? And the Bible said when David heard about what had happened to his men, he told his men to go to Jericho and stay there, and don't come back until everything goes back. And the Bible said that David felt deep shame because of the appearances, and he became angry. And the Bible says that when the people of the Amorites realized how serious and how angry David was, they realized that they had just bought a war wholesale. Not retail now. Wholesale. Because although David was a man of God, the Bible says he was a man of war. And so now they have now angered the army man. They have now angered the baddest warrior that could have ever lived and walked the earth. They have now angered a godly man who could not only fight physically, come on, help me, but he can also fight spiritually. He said, yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. Now I can fight, I can whip you. Remember Goliath, people, I can whip you with my bare hands, but God, I can whip you on my knees. And the worst person you can touch, ladies and gentlemen, is a praying man or woman of God. They have just bought a fight on their hands. And chances are, if they're not careful, they would lose. David is a spiritual and a natural man. And I love people who could fight on their knees, but fight in the natural, and fight in the natural, and fight on their knees. And they just bought this fight from an anointed man wholesale. What went wrong? How could a good thing turn so bad so quickly? They messed with the wrong one. And the Bible said, knowing that they have not now awoken the tiger's den, the Bible said that the king ran and decided to hire some people to help him fight David. The Bible said he hired 2,000 Ammon men, foot soldiers from the land of Betharoth and Zophah, 1,000 from Mashkah, 12,000 men from the land of Tod. He is building up a mighty army because he knows that David is coming after him. And the Bible said, and I'm almost done, that when David heard about this, he sent Joab, one of his mighty warrior, to strategize and come up with a plan to win this war. From sympathy, ladies and gentlemen, to a full-blown war. And many times, ladies and gentlemen, you start your day in a good place. You start your day praying and fasting, and you find yourself in a full-blown war with the devil, with your neighbor, with your co-worker, with your husband, with your wife, with your children. But there's a way out, for God is not asleep. He's not. And I say to those who are in the place of David, be of good courage. Don't panic now. Let God have his way in this matter. The Bible said David didn't see this coming. And for many of you, nobody expected this to happen. But now we have to deal with the reality of a thing now. The reality is, this is where you are. Who am I talking to today? God, help me, Jesus. The reality is, no more looking back. Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda, mighta. This is where we're at. The reality is, I did not want to fight. I didn't set up to fight. But the reality is, fight came to me. And I have to defend my honor. I have to defend my rights. It is war time. It is not time to cry. It is not time to pitter-patter the cake and make me a cake foolishness now. It is time to war in the spirit and war in the natural. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but in the name of Jesus, get out and fight. It is war time. And David knew it was time for war. David knew that an act of kindness, common courtesy, turned into a full-blown war, where the king's son now has now ordered thousands and thousands of troops to fight Israel. There's no reasoning with an ungrateful He is ready. The Bible said that King Hanan troops came and drew up their battle line at the entrance of the city gates. Now, they ain't playing. And I came to tell somebody the devil ain't playing with you. You think that he's playing. He ain't playing. He came to rob, kill, steal, and destroy everything you have. You are going down. And David was a man that understood the workings in the realm of the spirit, and he was not going down without a fight. And the Bible says, while the troops that they had hired were getting ready and positioning themselves to fight in the open fields, David, top man, observed the strategy of the devil. It is important that you and I observe the wiles or the strategies of the devil. What is the devil using in your life against you? What is the devil using in your life to destroy your destiny? Who is the devil using to mess you up? What is happening in your life constantly? That's the strategy. If you speak to someone in every moment, they're getting upset. It's one or two things. The devil is after something. He doesn't want you to be connected. You can either say, okay, I give up and cut it off. Or you can say, God, let your perfect will expose the plan. Because sometimes the people that you fight with the most is the people who have the blessing, and he's always bringing strife. Or it can be that they're anointed to destroy you. Whichever one, let God speak. The Bible says that the enemy positioned themselves to fight in an open field. But the man of God who David hired, his tough man, observed the strategy. And when he looked at the strategy of the devil, ladies and gentlemen, he realized that they were surrounded. My God, my God. No way out. Boxed in. Closed in. For the first time in the history of Israel, in a long time, David and his men were boxed in. And many of the times the devil boxes us in. I hate being boxed in. I hate feeling frustrated. I hate not having a way out and can't find a solution to things. I hate feeling stifled. I hate feeling claustrophobic. I like movements. I like to be able to stretch my hands and stretch my feet. And amazingly, the man of God realized that they were surrounded by the enemy. They were closed in. And find it not strange, the position that you find yourself in today, you are boxed in and closed in. But the devil is a liar. God will make a way of escape for you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. How could a simple hello, how could a simple act to show kindness and to say, accept my sympathy, turn into hell breaking loose? And the Bible says now, David and his men are now boxed by the enemy. Trying to do what is right. Trying to be polite. And trying to just be a good Christian. Now look where being polite and a good Christian have now landed them. They are now surrounded by the enemy. And the possibility of death, ladies and gentlemen, is very sure. The possibility of their destinies being altered forever is very sure. The possibility of these men coming out alive are slim to none. Because the enemy now is closing in. And the devil is having a field day. And the Bible said that Joab, David's chief man, faces reality. And when you are boxed in, you've got to face reality. Who am I speaking to? You've got to face the facts. And the fact of the matter is, nothing wrong with speaking the truth. The fact of the matter is, Jab saw it and he spoke it. Things are grim. When he analyzed the whole matter, some of us don't like to analyze the whole matter. We like religion, rhetoric, pep talk. But the reality is, things are bad. Things are not looking good. The reality is, my report is bad. The reality is that my kids are acting out. The reality is I am totally unhappy. And if I continue on this way, my lifespan will be cut in half. Who am I speaking to? The reality is this person is not good to be around. I have to break up the friendship. The reality is, I don't know how God is going to do this, but I'm going to beg God until he blesses me and he helps me and he gets me out of this. When the man of God analyzed, when Joab analyzed the entire thing, when he analyzed the situation, the Bible said he came to his people. Shadabaso. And when you analyze the nature of your problem, you need to go to your prayer warriors. You need to go to the people who pray for you. You need to go to your pastor and stop living in la-la land. Jab analyzed the matter, and he knew that if Israel lost this battle, and chances are, since they were already surrounded, they were about to lose. If they lost the battle, King Hanan, the son of David's friend, will overthrow David and take over their nation. And they will become slaves. And the Bible said that Jab, wise man, when I get to heaven, I have to go see Brother Jab, did something amazing. He called his men together. And the Bible said he challenged all of his men, saying, the facts of the matter is we are surrounded, as you can see and as you know. How did we get in this mess? It doesn't matter at this point. What matters is how we're getting out. And I came to tell you, it doesn't matter how, when, and why, who did it, who didn't do it, how I got here, how bad things are. The reality is, how is God getting me out of this thing in the name of the Lord Jesus? Who am I speaking to?
All callers are muted.
How am
All
I getting
callers
out?
Are unmuted.
How am I getting out? How am I getting out of this, Lord Jesus? How? How are you pulling me out of this pickle? How are you pulling me out of this hot oil? How are you pulling me out of this boiling water? How are you pulling me out of this financial debt? How are you pulling me out of this sickness, God? How are you going to mend my broken heart, Jesus? How are you pulling me out?
And the Bible, callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. It doesn't matter how, what, when, and why. What matters is that we keep our eyes on God. So I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus to be of good courage. And today, under the sound of my voice, I don't know who I'm speaking to, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus, that's verse 12, be of good courage today. Take courage and trust in Jesus till the end. It doesn't matter if I'm surrounded by the enemy. God will see me through even this. That man was a man of faith. That brother Joab, I love him. God will bring us out. Come on, can you tell the devil this today? God will bring us out. I don't know. I don't care how bad it is now. God will bring me out. I don't care how grim it is. I don't care what the verdict is. Come on, you're going to delight yourself in God and let the devil be a liar that he is. God will bring me up. I don't care if I'm surrounded now. I don't care. Yet I see their gun. I see their machetes. I see everything. I see their oozes. I see. But what they don't see is my God and the hosts of heaven backing me up. That they don't see that now. Be of good courage and let God's will be done. Man, it's grim, yes. If you lose your faith now, we lost everything. But if we keep our hope in Christ Jesus, on Christ the solid rock we stand, and everything else is sinking sand, we cannot give up at this point right here, right now. We've come too far. We are in the middle of a battle. And we are coming out victorious if we keep courage. Somebody got to keep courage today to win this battle. So let us pray and ask God this thing. Lord, let your perfect will be done in my life. If it's death, so be it. If it's a fight, bring it on. But let not the enemy have victory over this battle. For this battle is not mine, it is yours, God. Let your will be done. And the Bible said that Job led these people in a prayer and a praise. And they picked up their courage. When a man and woman of God lose courage, they lose everything. For the faith is what holds us together. We are hoping for a victory. My faith in God says that I will win. My faith in God said I will live and not die and declare the words of God. My faith in God said that I'm more than an overcomer. Greater is he that is in me. My faith said I will live. It is not over. God will see me through. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Christian. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the love of my soul. He wouldn't bring me this far to leave me. So I don't care what I see. Yes, the enemy surrounds me. Yet the sickness is bad. Yes, I'm broke beyond measures. That's a reality. But a cattle on a thousand hill belongs to my daddy. So I'll fear not, for God is with me. Man, pick up your spirit right now. Those of you who are trembling, go home. Let me see where the real warriors are. Let me see where the real prayer warriors are. Bring them out. Let me see where the faith people are. Bring them out. If your knees buckling and your go home. It's war time. Let's dance, devil. Let's dance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said every man under that man's command was strong man. And I urge you to get some strong intercessors your way. Get some strong intercessors and people who can pray you through so you can battle and fight the good fight of faith. They can fight and carry you on the wings of God, on the wings of prayer as you fight for your victory. Men, be of good courage. And the men were. And the Bible said that we know the end of this thing already. The Bible said that God gave Joab, hallelujah, and his men a mighty strategy. My God, ain't nothing like God to give you a mighty strategy in the middle of battle. The Bible said God gave Joab and his brother a strategy of a lifetime. The Bible said that when Joab saw he would have had to fight the front and the back, and the devil attacks you on both sides. Have you ever been surrounded where you're fighting a disease, but you're fighting your brother and sister? Have you ever been sick in the body, but fighting your job? Who am I speaking to? Have you ever been fighting with your family, but you're also fighting with your husband, or you're fighting with your wife? Who am I speaking to? The devil hits you a double whammy, front and back. You can't breathe. And the Bible said that the devil covered them from the front and in the rear. But the Bible said that Joab chose Israel elite troops and placed them under his personal command to go to the fields to fight. And he left the rest of the army under the command of his brother to attack the Amorites. And the Bible said that although the armies were strong, God was stronger than the enemy. But Jehab was wise. He said, if the Ammonites are too strong for me, he told his brother, come and help me. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you have to ask people for help. This morning, you know, every morning I send out scriptures. You've got to get these scriptures. You've got to get these scriptures. And one of the sisters sent a text asking for prayer for her child. Some of you are too private. That's why you can't get your victory. The sister reached out. She said, pray for me. Pray for my son. And that's what we did. He asked his brother, if why do you see me fighting and you see me going under? Come over and help me. Read it in verse 11. And if who you're fighting is too strong for you, I will come and help you. I am my brother's keeper. We got to pray for one another. That is why I love this prayer scripture every morning. Pastor, pray for me. Add me to your list. Add me to your list. So this morning I got up at 3:30 and I've been praying ever since. A lot of people to pray for, but pray I shall. And you pray for me. I don't know what the infection, because when your lymph node is this active and swollen, and all of my lymph nodes, the doctor is like, all your lymph nodes are swollen. I said, what is that big old? He said, that's your lymph node. And all your lymph nodes is going crazy. That's an infection. Do you have a cold? I said, no. Do you have a fever? No. I'm just feeling tired lately, but I don't know what that is. So tomorrow I have to go see my doctor, and you keep your pastor in prayer. So now he called my doctor, and he told her, he said, I don't know. Here we go again. Poor guy. He said, we just got over the hump with this infection that started in your breast. It's perfect now. You have no more infection. But now you have another infection. I don't know where it is now. But I believe that though I'm surrounded, the victory is won. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And the Bible said the two brothers had a strategy. You help me, I help you. You pray for me, I pray for you. And the Bible says, most importantly, be courageous. Don't panic under the weight and the pressures of life. Don't let the enemy have you buckle under the weight of your troubles. Let us fight bravely and may God's will be done. And we know the end of the story. I say to God's people today, let us fight bravely on our knees as we fast and pray. Let us fight bravely. We are coming out victorious. How it ends, but I know that my God is mighty in battle. Let us be courageous. We are brave. We are not going under. And the Bible said it was war time. It was time to dance. And the Bible said that David's men ran out with a mighty, mighty, mighty force. And the enemy ran. They realized something supernatural. Though they were more than the Israelites, something was coming up behind these Israelites that they couldn't recognize. It was the force of God. It was the power of God in them. And so they retreated. They ran away like cowards. And the Bible said they ran and they went back to regroup. Finding that strength that the thing that you're fighting comes back again at you. But the Bible said that this time David was ready. When David heard that they ran, he mobilized all of Israel, and he had a strategy of his own. And we know the end of the story. The Bible said that when David re-strategized, in other words, when David prayed and fasted, when the whole nation lifted their hands to heaven and declared that Jesus is Lord, to the glory and honor of the King eternal, the King immortal, the King invisible, the only wise God, from everlasting to everlasting, that thou art our strength, our rock, and our fortress. When the people prayed and fasted, the Bible said this time, and I love it and I'm done, David by himself killed 700 chariots by himself, men. And David and his men killed 40,000 foot soldiers, including their captains and their kings. And the Bible said that it was a massacre. It was a bloodbath. What started off as a courtesy ended up in a war. Don't get caught up with the rhetoric of who, what, why, and when. Come on, church. We started off as friends. That doesn't mean we have to end as friends now. Who am I talking to? It is wartime, and war does not discriminate. How I started off my journey, God knows it is ending that way. But I know that I'll win, for greater is he that is in me. Come on, church. What was meant as a polite, courteous gesture has just kicked David in the butt. But the Bible said it was all a setup to annihilate the enemy. God arranged that the enemy that was against David from the get-up, he knew that after the daddy died, the son would be a menace. So guess what? God arranged a sympathy to annihilate them. What you're going through is a divine setup. Don't complain. Don't cry. Don't murmur. Just pray and fast and be of good courage and say, let your perfect will be done.
All callers are muted.
Let your perfect will be done.
All callers are unmuted.
And the Bible said that David won the victory. And the Bible said that Pastor Glenda won the victory. And the Bible said that Pastor Pauline won the victory. And the Bible said that Reverend Marianne won the victory. And the Bible said that they won the battle. It wasn't even a draw. It was a massacre. While you're trying to figure out the if, whys, when, and when, and how come, it was a divine setup so that you will win and annihilate your enemies. God was giving Israel a fresh start from their enemies. All you have to do is have faith in God. David, with his few men, he didn't have to borrow, buy, or beg. This man spent thousands and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on hiring help to fight. And David annihilated every one of them. Because though David meant this to be a compliment, an act of courtesy, the devil meant for it to be a massacre. And God just flipped the script. And I believe that God just flipped the script on our enemies. I believe those who meant to kill us, God has just flipped the script. All God is saying, have faith in me. Be of good courage and let God's perfect will be done. Take your hand out of it, sir. Take your hand out of it, ma'am. You meant for good. God saw your heart. God knows your heart. God knows you don't want to be this person. All you want to do is your best. You came to pay your respects. That's all you came to do. And be kind. And some way, somehow, the thing just went south. It's life. Who to blame? What to blame? No blaming game here. Be of good courage! And be strong and courageous. And let God will be done. Let God have his way. Say, God, have your way. Have your way. Have your whole way. I surrender.
Have your way.
Have your way, God. Stop wondering. Stop wondering. How, when, if. Come on. It's not important anymore. You're surrounded. It's now time to dance with the devil. And put your daddy in front. Because I don't dance with you, honey. You have about four legs. I dance with a handsome man from Galilee with two legs. Let God go before you. And David annihilated the enemies. It started off as an act of friendship, courtesy, and politeness. And it turned out to be hell on wheels. He fell in a lion's den with some black mambas in the middle. Surrounded by trouble, the wise man said, it is what it is, but if you're weak, get out of my way. because we are about to dance. I need courageous men. And we're calling on God to fight this battle. This fast tomorrow, we are calling on God to fight our battles. Amen?
Amen.
We are going to be of good courage. Whatever it is you are asking God to bring you out of, be it a relationship, be it financial debt, be it sickness, whatever it is, you need God to break through, break out, whatever it is. Be of good courage. Do not panic. Yes, you're surrounded. That's a fact. He boxed you in. That's a fact. But the fact of the matter is, we are courageous people. And God will have his perfect will in our lives. Because we belong to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The end of the story. David won the battle.
All callers are muted and they can unmute
themselves. Between his leg. And David went on his way to be one of the greatest king of Israel. I came to tell somebody, be of good courage. If you have somebody in your home, somebody that's next to you, just look at them and say, be of good courage. God will bring us out. Come on. Be of good courage. God will bring you out. If you have five people in your house, two people in your house, your mouth.
All callers are,
tell them,
all callers are unmuted.
Some people in your house. If you're driving, wave something. Be of good courage. God will bring you out. Come on, encourage yourself and encourage the people next to you. Come on. I need to hear your voices. Be of good courage. Tell them.
Courage to bring you out.
God is going
to
bring you out. Wherever you are, you may be on the street. It's okay. Tell somebody. Don't be shy. You never know who you're speaking to. The enemy boxes us in. We are covered in the front, covered in the back. We have nowhere to run. And all they need to hear is be of good courage. God will bring you out. His perfect will concerning you will come to pass.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And God's perfect will concerning David and his men did come to pass. Now, if David and his men life was spared, we have a better covenant than David. What about you and I? Would God have us boxed in? Think about it. Would God allow us to fall flat on our faces? Would God allow us to die in this place that we're in? No. God knows your heart, sir. God knows your heart, ma'am. God knows if you meant it for evil, or God knows if you meant it for good, and it's just the devil just messing with you. And all you have to say is, Lord, I give it over to you. I have to be in good courage. Have faith in God, in other words, and say, God, let your perfect will concerning my life come to pass. Don't let the devil win. Don't let the devil get the victory in my life, God. I belong to you. If that is your prayer today, God is going to answer and honor your prayer. If you're here today under the sound of my voice and you have never accepted the God of David, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, this is a part of the service where you do. All God needs is an invitation. All you have to say, Lord, I'm taking it out of my hands, and I'm placing it now in your hands in Jesus' name. And he's faithful and just to do just that. Out of yours into his. All he needs is you to activate the thing called faith. If you're here today and you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, put your hands on your heart and say these words. Lord Jesus, you said in your word that if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that God raised you from the dead, I shall be saved. And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And make me whole, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, amen. If you're here today and you were once saved, but you're now in a backslidden state, which means that you once served the Lord, but the pressures of life, the issues of life, church people, has just turned you off and you walked away from the church. But indeed and in fact, you didn't walk away from the church, you walked away from Jesus. With open arms, God is calling you back unto him. It is time to come back home to your first love. Men have failed you. God never did. So put your hands on your heart and say these words. Lord Jesus, I rededicate my life to you. I give you my heart, my mind, my soul, and my will. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me from all unrighteousness. And make me whole, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. And let God's perfect will concerning your life come to pass. Don't worry about what you see. Yes, you're boxed in. That's the truth. Yes, Pastor, things are looking grim. I don't know. I'm tired. Yes, you are. But your faith in Jesus will make you an overcomer. And go and ask for help. Call a sister. Call and ask people to back you up in prayer. And once, where the Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Call in for prayer on Wednesdays. The Bible said, one put 1,000 to flight, but if I join with a sister, I put 10,000 devils, they run. Call and ask, and you shall receive. Amen. Remember that tomorrow we are fasting, no coffee. For those who are struggling with cigarettes, no cigarettes. For those who are still drinking, no drinks. No milk, just water, herbal teas, no sugar, no honey. Fresh juices, you can juice beet, carrots, broccoli, spinach. You can juice everything naturally. And at the end, you can break your fast with a light soup, and you can have something to eat. But we'll try to fast from 6 a.m. to 3 or 6 to 6 or 6 to 12. Whatever you can do. If you cannot fast, you can give up something like social media, the phone, but you can fast. But tomorrow we need to see the mighty hand of God as together as a people we pray for one another and we win the battle. Boxed in, but it's a set of a mighty massacre. God is setting up the enemy to die. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord Jesus cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus lift up his countenance upon you. And may he give you rest and peace in the Holy Ghost. And may the peace of Jehovah God, which surpasses all understanding, may rest, may the rule, may it abide in your midst now and forevermore.
All callers are unmuted.
Amen, and amen, and amen. Be of good courage. Boxed in, but you'll get the victory. Surrounded, but you'll have the victory. Be of good courage because God has set you up to win. It's a strategy of heaven to let the enemy feel that you're boxed in, to bring them out in all forces that you can annihilate them so that you can move on with your life in peace. Amen?
Amen.
So you have a good Sunday. God richly bless and keep you in his care. We're fasting tomorrow. Remember to fast. And remember that we are going to be, we have intercessory prayer on Wednesday. And for those who are on the East Coast, I'm sending out a text. Join me at my spiritual mom church on Sunday. I would love to meet some of you. I've never seen some of you before. And I would love to meet some of you in person. So I know Pastor Glenda has sent out a whole lot of texts, and I'm going to send you the address. I'll be at my pastor's church 11 a.m. next Sunday in Pomona, New York. And if you happen to be in New York or you're close by, please, please, please come and say hi to Pastor P. Amen. I love you guys. Grace, mercy, and peace with love. Stay blessed and understand. Be courageous and let God's perfect will. Do not panic under the heat. Pray your way out and have your faith and keep your faith in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good night. God bless you. Love you. Until tomorrow, fast until Wednesday. And next Sunday, grace and peace with love. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good and blessed evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, darling. God bless you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
You too.
God bless you. God bless you. It ain't over now. Surrounded, but it ain't over. Boxed in, but it ain't over. All I need is faith in Jesus. That's all I need. As small as a mustard seed now.
Amen.
And if I say to this mountain, be gone, it shall be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It is well, it is well. I'm an overcomer because of the blood of Jesus. I overcame because of the blood of the Lamb. Calvary paid a price for me. Come on, devil, box me in now. It's a setup. God is about to annihilate you. It's a bloodbath. Now let's dance now. Look who's in front of me. You think it's me now. It ain't me. Hallelujah. It will be well. It will be well. The reality is what the reality is. We're surrounded. But the victory and the battle is won because the greater one has fought this battle for me. Amen.
Amen.
Lord is God. Jesus is his name. He's the son of David. He's the lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's a branch of renown. He's my peace that surpasses all understanding. I will win this battle. I will win. I will win. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will win. I cannot lose. If God be for me, come on, church. Shananamasi. I said, if God be for me. Come on, church. If God be for me. Hey, yeah. No. It is well. Boxed in, but I'm well. Frustrated, but I'm well. Sick in the body, but I'm well. It is just an illusion. It's a setup to kill the devil. Amen.
Amen.
I will win. Be of good courage and let God's perfect will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, my beloved. Stay blessed and in his presence. Until we meet again in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Shamamamasia. Hallelujah. Glory to our worthy God tonight. Be of good courage. Heba. Be of good courage and let God have his way. Hurting, but let God have his way. Broken, but let God have his way. Discouraged, but let God have his way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. It will be well now. It will be well. Boxed in, but it will be well. Front and back covered with the enemy, but it will be well. Crying, but it will be well. Come on, church. Who am I speaking to? It will be well. Be of good courage. Soon be over, sister. Soon be over, brother. The heartache and the pain will soon end. God will see you through this thing. For the battle is not yours. It was never yours. It is God's. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It will be well in Jesus' name. It will be well now. Wipe your eyes now. Be well. Wipe your eyes now. Blow your nose now. It ain't over. It's not 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 over. Shadadadabaso. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it ain't over. You're not going to die in this place. You're not gonna, we don't want to pull your coffin out. We're not digging any hole now. We're certainly not wearing any black dresses and black trousers now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be of good courage. Activate your faith in God. Call on the name of Jesus and watch God bring you out safely. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. So God richly bless you and keep you in his care, now and forevermore. Amen and good night until we meet again. My people in New York, I expect to see you when I get to New York. Amen.
Amen.
Janet, I need to see you, girl. I don't know if Sister Keisha, I don't know if she's on, but I need to see you guys. So we're going to make arrangements to meet. Got to see you guys. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. East Coast, I need to see you. It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. Do you hear me? Activate your faith. It is not over. Don't look at what you see now. There's a strategy. God has a mighty, heavenly, godly strategy to annihilate bloodbath time for the enemy. You are free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
You are free indeed in the name of Jesus. Do you understand?
Amen. Yes.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good night and God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm busy now.
Hallelujah. A sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory and honor. Bless your holy name, Lord. There is none like unto you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, have your way. Make a way of escape for your people, for we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. The Bible said that you are present, help in time of need.
Yeah.
Send your word, God. Send your word. Speak your word, God. Send the angels. Make a way of escape for your people. Have your whole way in our lives. Perfect will. Let your perfect will be done in our lives is my prayer for your people today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the victory that's already won. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for you, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' holy name. Glory to the Lamb of God tonight. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hey, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hey, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, yeah. Hallelujah, in Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. And the church of the living God says amen. And amen, 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 amen. We agree. He's a worthy God tonight, isn't he? He's a great and mighty friend, isn't he? He's a friend that's taken us closer than a brother, isn't he? He's the great I am the way, isn't he? Jesus is Lord, and beside him, there is none. Blessed be the name of Jesus, our strong tower, our rock and our fortress. In him! In him! I put my trust in him. So I will fear not, and I'll be of good courage, and he'll give me the desires of my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. There's a sweet savor in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a sweet peace in the hearts of your people. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah. Glory to our worthy God, amen. Glory to our righteous God, amen. Holy is his name tonight. Blessed be the balm of Gilead, the one who brings healing to broken hearts. He mends broken hearts. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, and hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. Troubles vanish and hearts are mended in the presence of an awesome King. And that he is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. Or do you need a couple more minutes to spend time with the Lord? Amen. Do you guys want to stay on? Do you want to go quietly and spend time with the Lord by yourself? Do you want to stay on another 3-4 minutes? What do you want to do? Somebody need to answer. You want to stay? Yes, ma'am. I heard you, Anik. Hallelujah. Yes. It's good to spend time in his presence. It is a good thing to spend time in his presence.
This conference is being recorded.
It is a good thing to spend time in his presence. It's a good thing to spend time in his presence. It's a good thing to bow your knees to a worthy God. It's a good thing to lift up holy hands and declare that God is, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father, the only begotten of the Father. There's none like him. There's none before him. There's none after him. He's the living word. He's the bread of life. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the bright and morning star. He's the great I am the way. He's the oil that flows from Emmanuel's vein. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's the good shepherd. He's the bread of life. He's the lily of the valley. He's our hope in glory. He's our peace that surpasses all understanding. He's our shepherd. He's our rock and our fortress. Na-na-na, Master. He's the peace that keeps my mind together. He's my way maker. He's my husband, man. He's my provider. And in him, I'll put my trust. For some trust, put their trust in horses, and some put their trust in chariots. But we will put our trust in the name of Jesus. For he will fail us not. Amen. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. And he never lost a battle yet. The Bible said he is mighty in battle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. It is well. I said it is well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is well.
Amen.
Hey, it is well. It is well. Son of David, it is well. King of... King of the universe, it is well. Activate your faith today. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Pick up your soul. Pick up your heart. Pick up your spirit. It is well. Do you hear me? It is well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 2 more minutes before we leave this place, but not from his presence. Give God your best praise as we join together as a mighty fortress, as lifting up the name of Jesus with one voice. Lift your voice as a trumpet and let him know who he is tonight. He is the King of the universe. Amen. Tell him thank you for what he has done so far. Thank you for winning every battle. Thank you for blessing seen and unseen. Thank you for making ways for you this week. Thank you for doing things that will blow your mind and make you laugh this entire week to come. Thank you for healing for your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Thank you for surprises, godly surprises, that will just turn your whole life around for the good. Let his perfect will. Let us not murmur, but thank God in the midst of our battles, telling thank you nonetheless. You are still God, nonetheless, yet will I praise you in the midst of this. Can you just tell him this? He meant it for good. Let the devil know that. It wasn't meant to make you cry. It wasn't meant to kill you. But it was for your good. Amen? You're not going to die here, sir. You're not going to die here, ma'am. It is for your good. Amen? You're not alone, sir. You're not alone, ma'am. It is for your good. Do you understand? God will not leave you. Jesus will not forsake you. It is for your good. Yes. It's for your good. So wipe your eyes now. Wipe your eyes now. It was not meant to bury you and take you 6 feet under. It is for your good. What was meant to kill you will make you stronger. It is for your good. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Be of good courage. And let God's perfect will concerning you and your family come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you and good night.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Goodbye.